This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Another big bailout for Greece. Germany's finance minister says that might be needed. This as European banking officials are in Greece to see how the last bailout is going. The BBC's Damian McGinnis joins us from Berlin to explain. Hello, Damian.
Good morning, Mark.
So lately, the worry has been about emerging markets in Asia, and we haven't been talking quite as much about the Eurozone these days. So to what extent is Greece still a problem?
In Germany recently, the last few months, this issue has been on the back burner, but it's a controversial issue because already the European Union has, or there have been a total of two bailouts with totaling $328 billion. Now, Germany is the largest economy in Europe, so it's the largest contributor to these bailouts. And with elections just a month away, the issue is very controversial here because many German voters object to bailing out a country which they see as not having pursued the sort of economic reforms which Germany did a decade ago.
Now, knowing it is controversial, what does it say that this came up right before the elections next month? A lot of people thought this wouldn't be spoken of publicly until after the vote.
Yes, that's right. There are two theories. One is that the finance minister's broken ranks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. However, it's more likely that he's going to take the flak for her. By talking about this issue right now, he is the one that people are now focusing on.
Now, what does all this say, though, about how things are in Greece and how its financial situation is affecting the rest of Europe?
Well, there's been a feeling here in Germany that things have been calm in Greece. However, the IMF has really warned Europe recently that it won't release more money for Greece unless Europe sorts out where Greece's funding will come from in the future, because from mid-next year, the next set of loans or the next restructuring arrangement will have to be carried out.
All right, the BBC's Damian McGinnis in Berlin. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.